Do not send your screenplay out with grammatical mistakes. It signals to the reader that you're an amateur and also that you haven't put enough effort into your writing. Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. So there is an energy and an excitement that accompanies finishing a screenplay. And I say this because I get it too, right? You want to share it with everybody. The second you write the end, you go, oh, I got to share this. And I have done videos and I believe other podcasts on the real first draft, which is not the first draft that most people are using. Most people are using what I call the crap draft, which is when you just kind of crap it all out, for lack of a better term, and you get to the end of that screenplay, and then you write the end, and then you're like, oh, let me send this out, okay? And that's not the first draft. That draft, no one ever sees. No one. Not even, you know, close to me, family, anything. No one sees that. Because then after I write that draft, you go back and you rewrite about 30, 40% of it. And you make it cohesive, and you make it flow, and you make it make logical sense. Then you do a third draft, because nobody even sees that second. You do the third, and you go through and you polish everything. And this is when you're going to fix those grammatical mistakes. And you've polished, you do little tweaks here and there, you change a little dialogue here and there, and you maybe changed about 10% of the script at that point. That, folks, is your first draft. That is your first draft that you show people from that point forward. So many times I have gotten scripts with grammatical mistakes. And again, all it tells me is that you haven't put that effort in. That is something that is fixable. You might not be great at grammar, but you can get that to somebody else and have them correct your grammar, right? These days you can run it through AI tools and have the grammar corrected. But it's something that you need to do, because if you don't do it, then people think, oh, well, they just didn't put enough effort in. And again, I really do feel that it's from that excitement. Oh, I got a really cool story here. It's on paper. And they didn't go back and really take a look at it and polish it. There is a reason that the Writers Guild minimum for a screenplay is north of $70,000 right now. Okay. There's a reason for that. And that is because writing is not easy and it takes a lot of work. And if you're doing something off the fly and you're just not caring about grammar and punctuation and things like that, you're not at that level, okay? You're not at the level you need to be making money screenwriting. So fix those grammatical mistakes. Look, I'm not saying that it's impossible not to have one or two in the screenplay. I remember I sent a screenplay out and this was polished, you know, 12 times and I had put so much work into it. And on the first page, it was supposed to say a large glass building and it said large building, glass building. I had put the word building twice and it was like, ah, you know, and I noticed it, happened to be reading it one day and I went, oh my God, I can't believe I've sent this out to so many people. So it happens, but I guarantee that was the only mistake in the entire screenplay. And one, two, maybe even three, people forgive that. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I mean, I've read major novels from people, you know, that went through publishing houses that had grammatical mistakes in there or an extra character or something like that. So that happens, okay? But I've also, on the flip side of the coin, had a screenplay sent to me. I read it, and in the first page, there's 10 grammatical mistakes, and it's like, no, I'm not reading this. I'm not going to read the screenplay at that point. So literally, I shut down from that point on, and that's what most people will do. The second they start seeing that you haven't put the effort in to get it to a professional quality, well, it's not worth their time. So, folks, grammar is something that's controllable, and you could get someone else to do it if you aren't a grammar expert. Or again, there are tools online that you could use to fix your grammar, but please do not send your screenplay out with a ton of grammatical mistakes. And on the same token, don't send your screenplay out when it's not ready. You know, just a perfect example is right now I just did a rewrite of a screenplay that I had been sending out, and I just wanted to reset it in a different time period. And so I did this, it was a comedy, and I did this for more jokes and set it about 20 years earlier and went through that and polished it, rewrote it and polished it and got it to the point where I had gone through it so many times that I don't think there's a grammatical mistake in there at all. But even now, because these are new rewrites and changes, I'm going to send them out to a few key readers, maybe three at most, that I trust. You have your little circle, and once you get to a point with screenwriting, everybody has these little circles of people that you'll read anything they send you, and they'll read anything you send them, you know, and you have this kind of circle of trust. And so I'll send that out, get that feedback, make some adjustments from there, and then that would be the one that I would send out to the places that I want to get it financed. Thank you for tuning into the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you'll create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.